And now, Elaine, would you like to come and speak to us?
Good morning, White Rose United Church. It is my greatest honor to be invited back to return to White Horse by the White Horse Chamber of Commerce, as I was a long-time resident here of over 14 years, and was also a member of this congregation. Technically, I think I was supposed to be a surprise until this Thursday, where I am a guest speaker for the Business Connect Conference, but I'm also equally humbled to be asked to speak here. Please join me as we rewind the clock and turn back time. Imagine, 1975, Vancouver, BC, newly immigrated, new life, new culture, new home, new language. Then, February 15, 1979, a little girl is born, bones brittle and broken, hospitalized, life expectancy 2 years old. This was me then, and this is me now. When doctors gave my parents the option to keep me or not, my mother said one word, yes. Yes became the attitude and gift that I was blessed with. If it weren't for my mother's yes, I would not be here to share my life with you today. Whether you believe in God or not, I have always believed that I am here for a reason and a purpose. Perhaps a reason that is unlike most people. I can't explain how I know, but it's a feeling and intuition I've had since I came into this world. As we hear and watch the world around us fall apart in sadness, tragedy, and heartbreak, I have learned to pause and reflect on how I even made it this far. In some of my darkest of days, I secretly question, why? Why me? But I realize that it has always been my opportunity to inspire all of you to reflect on your own circumstances, to decide how you want to live your life. If we all say no to everything, where would you and I be at this very moment? Well, I could be angry with God for all the challenges I have faced. I believe that for every obstacle I have encountered and overcome, I have become smarter, wiser, and more attuned to who I really am, as you am. Whether it's been physical, mental, emotional, or personal, life has never been easy. With my 27-pound body, you can imagine some of the things I face on a daily basis. Age discrepancies, being mistaken for a child, voice recognition, respiratory issues, and the most obvious one, my condition known as osteogenesis imperfecta, a genetic condition that makes me appear to be more vulnerable. Some call it brittle bones, but to be discreet, I simply refer to it as a condition, not a disease, so I don't sound contagious and untouchable. And we remind ourselves we all have imperfections. Whatever challenges we may face do not define who we are as individuals. You may not like a margin on your body or the cleft in your chin. You may hate the way your hair parts the wrong way or how you have a blemish on your face. You may just forget that we all have imperfections and qualities about ourselves that we don't like. But it is up to us to take those challenges and turn them into reasons you tell yourself you are amazing. Even if you don't look like that model you saw on the television or the cover of your favorite magazine, you may forget that we also come from different backgrounds, lifestyles, cultures, and beliefs that may set us apart from the rest of our household, social atmosphere, or workplace. I could share so many more examples, corner. Thanks to my mother's frequent yes attitude, I never told or even considered myself to be disabled. For me, that just means I'm fully incapacitated and unable to breathe. So, let's check our pulses. Do you feel a beat? No matter what aches and pains you may feel, every beat of our heart is a reminder that you are here today. Even through the aches and pains that make life so challenging. When little kids ask me what's wrong with me, I tell them, nothing. My bones just don't grow, and I can't walk, that's all. When I was born, most of my bones were not even fully developed yet, and nobody could carry me. Back then, I was as fragile as a glass doll, and I used to be so cute. I just don't know what happened there. As an adult now in my bedroom, on the windowsill, I have a photo of myself wearing a pair of dark green overalls and a golden yellow sleeve shirt with a cartoon face on it. My face was wavy, with bangs, and some mornings I'd tell my mom, can you make me look like that again? Aww. My mom would just roll her eyes, trying not to laugh out loud to encourage my terrible sense of humor. Trust me, I'm not that funny. I can't even tell a joke. I know I can never look that cute again. I don't even have that shirt or overalls anymore. Some say that home is where the heart is, and it is true. I am ever so blessed to have this opportunity to return home here and be here on this Mother's Day, where so much of who I am today is because of you as a community, city, and an entire territory. Growing up here by opening up your doors with open arms, you have seen me through the thick and thin, through ups and downs, and so many of you helped me get through the best and worst of times to prepare me for the outside world. Thanks to everyone in the Yukon for giving me the gift of life and independence. You taught me how to keep my head above the waters to keep going on. Without your love and generosity, I would never have evolved into the artist, writer, poet, playwright, actor, motivational speaker, and young woman I am today. I draw and paint the colors of my life in all that I do and all that I am. But not a day goes by where the Yukon has not been the influence and inspiration to everything I have achieved thus far. Once I graduated from Emily Clark University in 2010 with my Bachelor's of Fine Arts degree, I relocated to California to be closer to my mom. Since I didn't exactly love the rainy gray days in Vancouver, however, no matter where I was, as everyone knows, there were strange things done in the midnight sun by the men and women, and now women who also love the gold. I would tell you so much more, but that would take me a lifetime. And I need to save some gems for this Thursday speech, too. Uh-oh, did I say too much or too little? Either way, please know how eternally grateful I am for all that you have done for me. Thank you for always being the wind behind